The Riverside Festival of the Arts was started in 1996 by several Easton area artists to promote the Easton and the Two Rivers area as a cultural arts center for the benefit of the community and to build bridges between the visual, literary, and the performing arts. The festival has historically attracted thousands of individuals from the region who come to view and purchase art, enjoy the live music, hear local authors, and more. Originally, you know, the festival was held at Riverside Park and featured 30 to 35 regional artists, artisans, musicians, singers, dancers, and writers. Well, it has grown considerably since its inception and has expanded to both parks along the river to accommodate the increased number of juried exhibitors. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are now a part of our family here at Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Carol Benner, the chairperson of the Riverside Festival, and Ellen Shaughnessy, a former chairman and a longtime committee person for the 18th Annual Easton Riverside Festival of the Arts. We welcome you.
Hi, guys.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
We're so happy to be here.
Well, it's interesting, too, where I was thinking, listening to this, George, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show. It's a juried exhibit. It's these fabulous artisans. It's all this. But it really has this festival sense, too, though. Really exciting kind of end of summer, Sunday in the park with art and music and... And it actually started quite small, didn't it? Six or seven artisans.
There were seven artists that started it, and they had 13 original exhibitors that first year.
Wow. And now we're up to over 70 artists.
Over 70.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It's been about, we take about a year to pick the artists, and it takes quite a while to put together the diversity that we wind up with at the festival. And
if it grows more, you're going to need another park.
I think so.
Well, we're going to start going down the road.
Yeah, we might creep into the city. Who knows?
Maybe even in the river.
True.
I'd like to see the river. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Now, it's the Juried Exhibition is a mix. It's visual arts, as I would think of, two-dimensional. It's also artisans. It's fine arts, jewelry. We were looking at the list a little earlier. The diversity is overwhelming. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the art really ranges from acrylics, oil, watercolor, photography, sculptures. And then our skilled artisans do wood turning, blown glass, fused glass, stained glass and dichroic glass, which is quite an art.
Yes,
I'm not
is.
Sure exactly what it is, but
it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And we have jewelry, pottery, and two interesting things that are a little different this year for us. Pysanky eggs, which take quite a skill to make these beautiful eggs. And we have two jewelry makers that do, a husband and wife team, that among other things do
Chemo, something.
Not quite sure how to pronounce it.
Maybe somebody can call in and let us know.
Let us know. And also they do a Viking knit, and they will be there doing demos of how they do this particular type of jewelry. It is absolutely gorgeous.
That looks really cool.
And there's a lot of art, there's a lot of activity like that throughout the weekend, right? Not only can I come and look, learn, enjoy, buy, because it is the beginning of the holiday shopping season, but a lot of demonstrations and demos, and you know, it's fascinating with the kind of variety of artists. Are you ever worried about the outdoor setting?
Yes.
We worry a lot about that.
But you've
been
lucky,
we've been
right?
so lucky.
Yeah?
Yes, and we're going to be lucky again this year. It is going to rain. We are not going to have hurricanes or floods. And only once in the entire time that this festival has taken place did they have to postpone because of the flood. I think it was 2004 when the entire river just completely flooded the city, and everything was just wet.
Well, I understand the part of what, with the initial idea for the festival, part of what inspired it was how fabulous Riverside Park is as a setting, as an initial setting, the original setting. It's just a beautiful place to
It's really inspiring.
Have an event. And there's a plenty of performance, music, literature, tons to talk about. Music. Has music always been a part of the festival?
Yes, it has, okay. From the very beginning.
Has it?
And we have 2 packed days of live music, mm-hmm. and we're lucky to have James Supra running the show again. He's doing all the sound for the musicians.
Wonderful.
And, of course, the James Supra band will play. They'll be our finale band on Sunday the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
But other than this James Supra band, let's see, we have, I think, at least 10 other bands playing. So all weekend long, 10 to 5, Saturday and Sunday. And you can check our website out if you want to see the band lineups or
it looks
our
great
artist lineups.
Jazz to rock to Easton Zone,
a really
School
cool
of
Rock. Mix.
EastonRiversideFest.com. We'll repeat that as we chat today. That's where you can find out everything you need to know, including how to volunteer, which would be very welcome. But it's a wonderful day, a lineup of music. And now, is it one stage or two? You said two was a little bit of an athletic feat originally for folks.
The bands are performing at Scott Park in the Dell.
Okay.
And however, on the Riverside Amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
we will have...
We might have a few buskers that just show up, and feel free if you're a busker. But we were thinking something a little quieter, more acoustic on the Riverside part of the park, mm-hmm. and just some strolling minstrels.
But that's where the literature is also going to take place, mm-hmm. on the amphitheater.
Yeah, and Cleveland Wall is lining up a really cool... literary segment where local authors and poets will recite some of their works, and the children's poetry troupe will be back again by popular demand.
Great. I know that Cleveland, we know Cleveland's work throughout the Valley. I'm sure she'll be bringing a really exciting and eclectic lineup. She's a writer herself.
She never disappoints.
No. And there's a children's area, though, although the children's poetry troupe will be there, there's an area dedicated to children or children's
we
activities?
We are very fortunate, first of all, that Crayola has donated hundreds of dollars worth of material for us to use.
Maybe thousands. Yeah. Very generous.
Very, very generous. We're very thankful. But we have a special program this year that Ellen can tell you about.
Yeah, Peggy King and Bill Rich are heading up our children's activity tent this year again. And Peggy is actually going to be at the farmer's market on Wednesday, September 17th,
mm-hmm.
where she's going to be starting a project that's free for children, and they're going to be creating flowers. And with these flowers, there's going to be at the Riverside Festival a little pop-up art garden, which will feature some of the flowers that they create at the September 17th Wednesday Farmers Market, and then she'll also have more flowers for children to make at the festival.
This little flower garden is going to be right across from the children's playground at Riverside Park, right along the river.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But besides that, she's got plenty of other activities and projects lined up for the entire weekend, and it's all free. So it's just a really nice weekend for families to come and enjoy music. You don't have to buy tickets or pay anything.
Mm.
Of course, you can purchase art if you like, but other than that, it's all free.
Arts immersion.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
There's also going to be plenty of food and drink for the mm-hmm. families and for everyone. Food trucks, which are the new phenomenon.
Yeah.
As well as some beer sampling.
I think we have Black and Blue coming. Yeah.
Black and Blue.
Be serving
yes,
some
they
craft
will be
beers.
At both parks.
And plenty of really yummy snacks of all varieties.
This is 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, September 20th as well as 21st. So it's coming up soon. 21st is a big day. There's going to be the festival. There's a march in New York for the climate change.
Yes,
so kind of that, I always say the 21st is kind of that last bit of last gasp of summer. So this is just such a beautiful way to celebrate it.
What's so wonderful about, I think, the Riverside Festival is, and we give credit really to those of people who are living in Easton, because Easton over the last few years has become really an artist-concentrated, focused city. It truly has. With everything that is starting now to happen, and I think one of the big pushes was the Crayola, the people settling in downtown. They always were in Easton, of course, in the outskirts, in Wilson area, but because of Crayola, I think this festival and many others are responsible. And, of course, we want to put in a special word for Nurture Nature Center, because they have been really a force behind
mixing
some of the movement within the artist community. So that we not only have artists within Easton, We have artists from the Lehigh Valley. And I think, Carol, you mentioned there's even an artist from Florida.
It's a wide range.
And an artist, yes, an artist from Illinois.
Ah.
So this is very wide-ranging. Yeah. This has become the kind of festival, frankly, right, that the fine artists, good artists really look forward to. They want to showcase their work. They want the audience that's there. It's got a reputation. It's exciting.
Yeah, we have quite a few repeat artisans that have done pretty well at these festivals and look forward to coming back every year. Yeah.
And we understand that there are three jurors that are evaluating the exhibited work on criteria, including creativity, technique, and presentation. And there is $1,600 in cash prizes, which will be awarded in a few of the categories.
It will be awarded, yeah. There will be a first and second and third prize for both fine art and fine craft.
Okay.
And then honorable mention, which is just an honor to have. It won't be part of the monetary reward.
So not only do the artists have the chance to win maybe $500, $200, or $100 for their art and their exhibit, it's also a great exposure for them and for their work because of us at WDIY, who is one of your grand supporters, along with the Morning Call and the Easton Express. It's a great opportunity of networking for artists so that we know that it's going to be terrifically successful this year. Incidentally, amongst those, you mentioned some of them before, was pottery, clay jewelry, glass artistry, wood turning, mixed media, photography, etching, wall hangings, jewelry, fused glass, and many, many other arts that will be available for you to see. And people who are doing the art right in front
of you.
Right
in front of us, right.
Yeah.
Right. So I would say it's a real tribute to the community, to the support. There were some sponsors we talked about earlier that have been really, really committed to this.
Yeah, it's all volunteer and all sponsor, nonprofit. We are under the umbrella of ACE, the Arts Community of Easton. But we do thank our sponsors. Brown Daub is one, Express Times, Morning Call, Crayola, the City of Easton.
Mm-hmm. And WDIY.
And WDIY. This year, we're also having another plein air art contest. This will be our fifth annual one. And this year, the prizes are actually double. Thank you for that to our sponsor, Shaughnessy Law Offices. Mm-hmm. So the plein air contest is $10 to enter, and that gets you a canvas. And then you just kind of find an inspired spot somewhere around the nucleus of the festival or in town. And these artists will compete on Sunday afternoon when they return their pieces for $1,000 shared between the top three.
And although our juried art show is closed to any more exhibitors, the plein air contest is open till that morning.
That's really
all
exciting.
You have to do is show up with $10 and say, I would really like to be part of plein air, and
pick up
a canvas and go. So
that's
we welcome
wonderful.
Any artist that would like to do this. And it's really wonderful to see them scattered throughout, up against the river and all over.
You'd be amazed at some of the corners that some of these artists find.
Huh, that's interesting. And I know that we were going to be taking a break in a moment, but have you been surprised at some of them? What have been some of the more interesting or places you wouldn't have noticed or things you wouldn't have thought someone would choose to paint?
Last year was kind of fun because somebody painted a really cute one of the vintage homes on Ferry Street.
Mm-hmm.
And as luck would have it, when the painting started rolling in at 3 on Sunday, the person that just had bought that house happened to be strolling by, and he's like, that's my house! And he did wind up buying that painting from the artist, so that was pretty neat.
Well, there will be more on artistry, literature, kids' activities, food, plein air contest offerings, and music at the Riverside Festival of the Arts at Easton, awaiting your attention at home right after this salient message.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem's South Side, opening their 2014-2015 season with King Ubu, performed by the Maladipe Theater Company of Hungary, an experimental take on Alfred Jarry's satiric classic Ubu Ra, an unusual mixture of pure theater, nonsense, and myth, September 25th through the 28th. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
And we are chatting here at Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Carol Benner, the chairperson, and Ellen Shaughnessy, the co-chairperson, and Well,
she is.
Yes, she is.
Well, wait a minute. And not only person. The co-chair honorary, without Ellen Shaughnessy, who manages all of our PR and publicity.
Wonderful.
No one would even know that this festival, she is invaluable.
Great. And, of course, we're talking about the Riverside Festival of the Arts in Easton.
I'm fascinated by the plein air painting. This will be its fifth or its sixth year?
Fifth. This will be its fifth
year. What's been the response by people that aren't painters, you know?
It's been kind of all over the place, yeah. And it's not necessarily just painting. We had one of our artists participate last year, an exhibitor, Claudia McGill, and she does more of sort of a collage, mixed media type of art. So during her downtime at her booth, which was very little, actually. I don't know how she managed to do it, but she put this piece together, and it wound up getting second place.
Oh, wow.
In last year's contest. So it's pretty amazing what these artists can do in such a short amount of time.
One of the things you mentioned before really intrigued me. You said last year, and hopefully she will be there or he will be there this year, a person who is making jewelry from turkey bones. Is that right?
I don't know if she's coming back this year.
No, she isn't coming back.
She lives on in Easton, though. I believe I saw her jewelry in just around the corner, a little art and jewelry gallery in town. So her turkey bone jewelry still does live on in Easton. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you told me a very brief story about a dentist who is also a sculptor. What did he do?
This was a number of years ago, and he asked. He had one thing he wanted to display. He didn't want to sell it. He just wanted to display, and it was metal, huge sculpture of a tooth.
Oh.
And I really can't remember what he composed it with, but it was just phenomenal.
And he embedded all kinds of pieces of, I don't know if it was
jewels,
precious or stones or
all
kinds of things were implanted into this tooth. And it was a little bit disturbing, but interesting at the same time.
Of course. That's like what art is, isn't it?
I was going to say, just again, to jump back to the plein air, just because I love the idea of it, making a kind of canvas out of the town. So I see art. I can taste craft-made beer. I can see people making art. My children can make poetry. And I'm watching artists make art. That's fascinating to me, because so often that's something that happens in a studio. And, you know, if we're not the painter or the artist, this is something we don't know. We don't know how this happens, what it's like, how does it come about, what does it look like in progress.
It's really cool to watch. And some artists don't like being observed, but some do, and it's fun when you stumble upon one and you see their view of something that you might have passed every single day and not really noticed how cool it is or what a pretty view it is.
And plein air painting, I am an artist, I do oil painting. It's difficult to do because the light changes so quickly.
And do people generally spend, for instance, at the festival, would they spend both days doing the work? That much change?
It depends. Some do. And last year we had artists that completed a piece the one day, and then they did a second piece the second day. They had so much fun, they came back. And, you know, so it's kind of all over the place. But
I hadn't thought of that, kind of sketching, capturing it quickly. Yeah.
I kind of think of it, too, as the whole city of Easton becomes the Riverside Arts Festival, does it not? The Riverside is so close to the center city of town that you can walk from there to many of the stores, the shops, and the activities that are happening right at the monument.
Well, there are other things that are happening that day. There's the farmer's market.
Right. I think it's Chili Fest.
And it is Chili Fest at the farmer's market.
Which is extra yummy.
It's also Lafayette Days, I believe.
Oh, I think it is, yes.
And one of the stops that the students are going to be given is the Riverside Festival. And I think the way they set it up is that if they come and get a stamp on their little card, and that they get points or what happens. But we are one of the stops.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got a raffle going on as well over the weekend, right, from local businesses and such.
Yeah, we have a lot of cool gift certificates. A lot of local businesses have been very generous, and this is one of our fundraisers. So don't miss the raffle stand and check out. We have some artists that have donated pieces. There's some really interesting things that you can try for in the raffle, so don't miss that.
We would like to mention, of course, that the Riverside Festival of the Arts in Easton is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, so that you can make individual or corporate donations to them in order to make it grow even bigger than it is. And I'm sure it is growing in leaps and bounds, as we can see from 1996 until now, and a constant and consistent arts festival in our own Lehigh Valley. It's Saturday, incidentally. We did tell you, I'm sure, and we'll tell you even more times. It's September the 20th and the 21st in the city of Easton. Saturday is 10 to 5, and Sunday is 10 to 5 as well. So we really hope that we get to see all of you there.
Start out at the farmer's market and just make your way over.
Yeah, a lot of people have that plan.
We'd like to ask you, you know, of all the organizations that you probably belong to, and I know that volunteers do that. Once you're involved in one, you're involved in 50. What really drew you close to the Riverside Festival of the Arts that, Carol, now you have been, I think, 2 years chairperson, and Ellen, you were 2 years as chairperson in the former years.
What
keeps you going here with the Riverside Festival of the Arts?
Well, my husband and I moved to Easton in 2006, and I was an artist, and I thought, well, let me get involved. And I had a friend that I'd known from New Jersey who happened to be on the committee, and he said, oh, you've got to join this committee. So I walked into this committee, and they said, oh, we need a secretary.
And you never walked out.
I never walked out. And I did exhibit for a number of years, but as chairperson, I simply can't anymore. And I just have stayed with it.
I joined because I just feel like it really shines a light on Easton and how beautiful it is. And you don't really appreciate the setting where the rivers come together until you go to this festival and you see people creating art there. And it's just a day to appreciate the beauty of the city and the people and the creative power there. And it's just a really cool weekend.
So. And I'm sure there are a great number of other volunteers. I don't know how many volunteers you have, but there are a great number who also feel the same way, that this is part of their life, the part of their community, part of their family.
We have a wonderful committee. We start planning this festival in February every year. And I think the committee has been pretty much the same for 4 years or so.
A lot of dedicated people.
Everybody knows their role, their part, and they do it beautifully. Mm-hmm. Without them, it wouldn't happen. And but we need volunteers.
We could use some help with setting up the festival, especially Saturday morning, the 20th, like between 7 and 10, just helping artists unload, get to their spaces and things.
And the other thing we need volunteers for, because this is in both parks, and you can't see the activity going on from one park to the other, a lot of people don't realize that it is in two parks. And we need volunteers to stand in the middle by the free bridge and say, go this way, go that way.
Yes. And there will be more signs, too.
Our committee did that last year. Wonderful. We literally stood there. You've got to go back this way. There are 50 more artists
this
on the
is
other
an
side.
Opportunity for all our theater friends out there.
Yes. to direct street performance.
That's right.
Okay.
Street
performance. What would one do if one wanted to volunteer? Who do they contact?
Please just go to our website. It's eastonriversidefest.com, and just shoot us an email or give us a call, and we'd welcome anyone that wants to help.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts for the future? Things that you, since it's growing by leaps and bounds, dreams, other ideas, visions?
Yeah. Like, let's do crazy
something
in the river.
In the river.
Just some performance.
The festival
in the
barge.
River. Dancing on water would be
I love
cool.
it. We need a captain.
We do seek comments from our exhibitors. Mm. And, you know, that's one of the questions that we need to ask them.
Interesting. You did mention that they do an exit survey, right?
Yes,
they do. We ask for suggestions, what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, ways to improve. It's nice that it keeps growing. I think the only way to grow is basically more into the city at this point, because we've got the riverbanks covered now at this point. So
1 year, Riverside Park was closed for construction, and we had to go to Scott Park.
Okay.
And Scott Park really hadn't been developed as it is now. So we closed Larry Holmes Drive and we were all on the street.
Huh.
And then the following year, we went into the park, and then the following year, we had to use both parks.
Wow.
As it's grown.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much for talking to us, Carol Benner and Ellen Shaughnessy. And I'm hopeful that all of our WDIY listeners will get an opportunity either Saturday or Sunday to go to the Riverside Festival of the Arts and just enjoy yourself. Just take a day and look at what is around you. it is so important to support our community and the people within our community. And once we would like to say special thanks, too, to Steve Aronson, who sits to my right, our foot-tapping musical engineer, our literary appreciation provider, and our colorful captain and boatmaster, taking us up the river of radio programming. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.
And thank you.
Thank you. Were we okay? You guys are great. Oh, my goodness. Oh.